start out this wonderful day, this wonderful Thursday morning, day one and a half of the CUNA Technology Operations and Member Experience Councils conferences.
The mouthful.
Hey, but they kind of go hand in hand, right, Randy?
I agree with you completely. This has become such a great event. You and I were talking about it last night. It's more than, I don't know if you said it or if somebody else did, if Chris did last night, you know, from BSCU that we were talking about, it's tech is more than cores now.
Oh, yeah.
And the way that everything plays together, I think this has become a kind of a must-go-to event, you know, for the credit union.
I concur. Yeah. This is my second one. Yeah. I mean, I'm bummed that I haven't been going all these other years, but now I'm glad I'm here. You should be too. And we're talking with Mr. Randy Smith. How are you? See you inside. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Always good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Conference circuit, right?
I
we've
know.
Been going through. We were just
on
talking.
We're on the roller coaster, man.
A few more this year, but everything's going fantastic.
Good.
It's we're excited. November 1st is our 10-year anniversary.
I was going to talk about that. Congratulations, sir.
That's it's exciting for us, right? You know, I mean, that's something that, you know, as we got into this space 10 years ago, we feel extremely fortunate, mm-hmm. as I'm sure you do too, that we get to call this a career, as much fun as we do, and you know, it's just been. It's been awesome.
How has CU Insight changed? I mean, I've seen it up close and personal, but maybe there's some people that have just recently come into the industry and they're addicted to your site as I am. How has it changed over the years, and how has the industry kind of changed over the years? And
I think that's the bigger thing, right? It's been interesting. The past, you know, I was talking to you last night about it. The past, really this whole year, I've kind of been having this mindset and kind of taken space to almost step back to say, if we were starting CU Insight today, mm-hmm. what would it look like? Mm-hmm. Not what it looked like in 2008, but what would it look like for January 1st, 2019? Yeah. And we've spent a ton of time taking a look at that, and in that, going backwards in saying, wow, this industry has changed. You know, when we started CU Insight, it was that idea of just aggregation and bringing in kind of blogs that were just becoming hot 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Over time, the community, which you know you've been a part of, and so many others of your partners you know, have been a part of as well, where it's, you know, thought leadership and sharing thought leadership. And the idea that I think one of the biggest things that's changed in the past 10 years is we all tend to, whether it's in credit union land or out of credit union land, we tend to get our information from the thought leaders mm-hmm. instead of from journalists writing about the thought leaders.
So
we'd rather hear from the horse's mouth.
Sure.
And I think that's been a huge thing. I think people's attention spans have changed a lot.
And
the way that they deliver, you know, media. You know, thinking back 10 years ago, people thought we were crazy for not having a print publication. Now, if we said we were going to have one, people would probably think we were crazy, right? So, you know, how that digital changes, how videos come into everything, how people choose to get their information. We talk about it a ton when it comes to take ourselves out of credit union world. How do you get your information at home? If you're a surfer, where do you get your surfing information? If you're a runner, where do you get your running information? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, where do you get your news? Mm-hmm. We all choose our own adventure on that. You know, so whether it's coming from Facebook or Twitter or Google News or whatever it happens to be, how we get our information and how we directly come to it has just changed so much and how we digest it. You know, I think the last time I was here, we were talking about the, you know, people's attention span being shorter than a goldfish. You know, that can be good and bad, but how are you, you know, delivering content to, for us, how do we deliver the content that the credit union employee and credit union land wants? And we talk a lot about it with credit unions and with, you know, vendors in the space. How are you delivering that content to the way your members want to get it today, and not 10 years ago when we started this thing, or 20 or even worse, right? So I think it's exciting. You know, there was a futurist speaking as the keynote last night, and I thought it was very interesting the way that he talked about that we've moved into actually a more personal space. And I believe that, you know, with how we're all connected individually, digitally, you know, we get to know more and more about each other, and how we share the news has changed and will continue to, so pretty exciting.
It's almost kind of like you got to roll with it these days because it's changing so fast.
I think you've seen that. We've seen that. It's the idea that it's kind of interesting. We're putting together for our partners a media kit currently that I was just talking to you about. We'll change that 4 or 5 times this year. It's just not something that we roll out for the entire year. We, like with our community section, people ask all the time, what are the hot topics, or how should we write our articles that'll get the most clicks, or whatever it happens to be. We'll change what we say 4 or 5 times in a year because everything moves so quickly. And so that's been a, it's been a constant. But I think celebrating a 10-year anniversary, it's also made us take a harder look at it and say, why do we still do this? What should we be doing? You know, I mean, just like parts of it. And yeah. I think as throughout the last quarter of this year and into the first part of next year, everybody will see some new stuff coming from CU Insight. And there might be a few things that we get rid of that hopefully a lot of you don't like. But we can tell from the analytics that people don't like them, right?
It's and that's the beauty of it.
And that's the beauty of the analytics, right? And I think that's something, whether it's you and I in the business that we're in, or if it's any one of these vendors in this exhibit hall or any of the credit unions, we have all the data. Give people more of what they want,
exactly.
Right? So that's a big part.
Yeah, that's been the biggest change for me is like we've always had this data, but now we're like really using it. We're we're discarding the bad data. We don't need to use it, but the meat on the bones type of stuff, man. That's that. Did I just say man? But anyway,
on approach,
exactly. But we're using it more effectively now, as the media is, as the vendors are, and the credit unions are. We're all using this data now more effectively, and it's making the service, the messages, everything, the delivery more effective, more better, for lack of a better term.
And we can target better.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we can deliver what people actually want. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's been a big thing for us is trying to just use the data that's there to say, what do people want more of and who wants it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not interested in something, we don't want to send it to you. Mm-hmm. So what can we give you that you actually want to read that you find benefit in? And, you know, how can we bring this beautiful credit union community together and share all the knowledge that's out there. It's that's still the same goal. Hasn't changed.
And the same goes for the credit unions with the data. I mean, they can really drill down to what, you know, what a particular member wants, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So, and there were some, you wanted to cover some, like a couple of top trends or anything like that, or that you're seeing?
Anything else
you want to?
Well, hold on. If you want to talk trends, I think data is a huge trend. You know, obviously, I think employee development is a huge trend. You know, we see it. I love seeing it here at this tech conference on the tech side of it, where you do see a mix of people. And you're starting to see some kind of younger blood rise through. And I think that's important still today. One of the speakers yesterday talked about whether you're a baby boomer or Gen Z, you know, bringing everybody to the table to talk about, you know, to have the ideas. I just hired, we just added a new person to the CU Insight team. She just graduated from college. She's 22 years old.
Wow.
Looking at the project she put together for us, I was like blown away. And, you know, it was a different skill set that's normal. And
normal for them?
Normal for that
demographic?
For us me at 44 years old.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like I'd have to go back to school, right? So I even look at that as somebody who's into a career, what you can learn from somebody who's just coming in, and to not shut those ideas down. Mm-hmm. I hope as a leader, I don't shut those down as time goes on, right? Because that to me is, I think there's this huge opportunity for credit unions. There's so many smart people here. It's how do we retain them? How do we bring more in? How do we make credit unions a sexy job? That to me is a big topic. On CU Insight, marketing and compliance are always big topics. How do you reach the members and how do you not get in trouble? I would tell you, I think a lot of the articles and a lot of things that people are reading happen to be on the thought leadership side and the leadership and management side, just on how do we manage people in this new digital world that we all live and work in. So, and I think that goes from individual credit unions to the business we're in to everybody who's here, right? Those are the hot topics that we've been seeing.
Well, you certainly have your pulse on the industry big time because, you are the, I was calling you like, what is it, King Curator last night. I'm so stoked for you guys. Keep that one, all right? I'm really happy for you guys and your success. And I really like seeing how your site has evolved over the years. And, I mean, we've talked a lot over the years. So it's been so much fun to see you guys grow and do such a great job. And now you're like this main staple. And like I said, I'm addicted to your site. I'm on there every single day.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm looking for story ideas. So I'm going on there.
Done.
Well,
so
thank you.
It's been fun. I think both of us, we've grown through this space together in a digital age. And it's been so much fun to watch, right? And to be a part of.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
All right, sir. Well, I look forward to the next 10 years.
Yeah,
keep up the good work.
You too.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Randy, always a pleasure.